This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Bangladesh is set to move a second group of Rohingya refugees from overcrowded camps to the remote island of Basan Char in the Bay of Bengal this month. Bangladeshi officials made the statement Sunday, despite calls by rights groups not to carry out further relocations. Around 1,000 Rohingya refugees, members of a Muslim minority who have fled Myanmar, will be moved to the island in the next few days. Bangladesh relocated more than 1,600 refugees early this month, according to two officials who spoke with the French news agency. Bangladesh says it is transferring only people who are willing to go and notes the move will ease chronic overcrowding in camps in Bangladesh that are home to more than 1 million Rohingya. But refugees and humanitarian workers say some of the Rohingya have been coerced into going to the island. The United Nations has said it has not been allowed to carry out a technical and safety assessment of Basan Char. Several attempts to kickstart repatriation of Rohingya to Myanmar have failed after refugees have said they were too fearful of further violence to return. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that Israel is hoping to vaccinate a quarter of its population against coronavirus within a month. Netanyahu made the statement in a video. He said the goal by next weekend is to reach 150,000 people per day. Netanyahu was the first Israeli to receive a COVID-19 vaccination on December 19th, ahead of the launch on Monday of a nationwide inoculation program. His comments came as Israel prepared to start on Sunday a nationwide two-week lockdown, its third since the pandemic started earlier this year. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Federal agents investigating the explosion of a motorhome in Nashville, Tennessee, were searching a two-story suburban house on Saturday for clues to the blast, which injured three people and knocked out part of the area's telecommunications network on Christmas Day. Federal agents were also trying to identify apparent human remains found near the exploded vehicle. The motorhome exploded at dawn on Friday while parked on a downtown street of the city at the heart of the nation's country music industry. Police were already headed to the area, responding to reports of gunfire. An automated message emanating from the vehicle warned of a bomb set to explode within minutes. The blast destroyed several vehicles and damaged more than 40 businesses. Local police and federal agents are following up on what they say are more than 500 leads. Agents were searching a house in Antioch, Tennessee, 18 kilometers southeast of Nashville. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee visited the scene on Saturday and said in a Twitter post, it was a miracle that no one was killed. In a letter to President Donald Trump, Lee requested a federal emergency declaration to aid relief efforts. At least 10 climbers have died and several more are missing in mountains north of Iran's capital, Tehran, after heavy snowfall. That's according to state media on Saturday. Heavy snow and winds in several parts of Iran in the past few days have closed many roads and disrupted transport. After storms in the Gulf, seven crew members of a ship are also missing. Several climbers remain unaccounted for since Friday when two deaths were reported. State television says the number reported as missing has increased as concerned families contact the authorities. Niger votes in an election on Sunday that's expected to lead to the first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents in a country reeling from Islamist violence. Former Interior Minister Mohamed Bazoum, the ruling party's candidate, is the overwhelming favorite to succeed President Mahamadou Issoufou, who is stepping down after two five-year terms, leading the largely desert country of 23 million people. Police in Rockford, Illinois, say three people have been killed and another three injured after a shooter opened fire at a bowling alley on Saturday. Police posted on Twitter a plea that locals avoid the area surrounding the Don Carter Lane's bowling alley, saying it is an active situation. Officers are clearing the site. Police Chief Dan O'Shea said in a press conference that three people are being treated for injuries at local hospitals. He also said police have a person of interest in custody. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.